We'll talk both in Klali, because it's a long trip up, so we'll do this, you know, in pieces, right?
Okay.
But just to give, you know, the most general introduction to the Indian of Lag BaOmer and the Indian of the Tzar. You know, first of all, it's a Dovra Pella that you'll find in the Kavanas of the Ari, and he says that that would trim and die during the Yemei Omer, you know, because he's from Tamini Rabbi Akiva. That's when they die. Kilu, as if he was Nichlo and Nixera, even though he outlived them by many years, and he made it one day later. So to understand a little bit, you know, to understand what the Ari is getting back, we'll actually see in the Idra that there's a difference between his histalkus and the histalkus of the other Talmidim. But before we get there, to understand the transition that there is on this day that we're coming into, you know, what makes the first 32 days of the Omer different from, you know, Lagab, that's, you know, Korei Vuba. The Maral points out in the Sivatar something very interesting. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Orech Yamin Bimina, Ubismola Oshima Kovet. And that Pasuk is talking about Torah. Torah is like a right side and a left side, right? And the left side is Oshima Kovet, and the right side is Orech Yamin Bimina. So he says like this. He says that the first 32 days of the Omer is the left side, because the first 32 is Gematria Kovet. That's Umismola Oshima Kovet. And that's why during those 32 days, Gematria Kovet, they were Nitval Shalom Nogu Kovet Zelazeh. It's this man of Kovet Atayra. That's the Umismola Shalom and the Lo Nogu Kovet Zelazeh, which means about it, not that they were rude to each other, but they didn't give each other the proper Kovet Atayra. Each one were too involved in what they had to accomplish. All right, it says, you know, that there was 12,000 zugos. They were chavrusas,
right?
Meaning they were broken up into teams. Everyone was trying to do their piece. And this is beside what the Gemara says, that afil av ubino, a rav tamido, kishyoshim, you know, nasim uivim zelazeh. Except that at the end, enam zazim isham anach nasim uivim zelazeh. It's a process. Now, the process of uivim zelazeh, you know, is actually very constructive. Like Rav Yochanan, when he lost his Chavrusa Reish Lakish, so he set him up with Rav Elazar ben Pedas. And every time Rav Yochanan said, he said, Tanya the Messiah Lach. He said, I don't want that. You know, Reish Lakish used to ask, you know, 24 Kashas, I had to give 24 Terutzim, and Rachva Schweitzer, right? And because of all the Maso Matan, right, you know, we come up with more halachas. You know, but it's more than that. You know, this Indian of Nasim Oivim Zelzeh, the Ramchal's Mevayer in his Pirush on the Zohar. It's called Adir Bamorim. That's the Ramchal's Pirush on the Idra Rabbah. That's in Parshas Noso, as opposed to the Idra Zuta of Shem Baruch Haiser and Shem on Lag BaOmer. So he says like this: the sort of Milchamta Shel Torah is that, you know, there's chesronos in the world, and those chesronos create confusion. And that's where kashas come from. Kashas, right? Sveikas, right? So by Milchamsa, one guy raises a kasha, and the other one, you know, gives a teretz. What they're really doing is that they're zeroing in on what's wrong with the world, and then being mefarik, the kusha, literally like being mefarik, you know, taking it apart, like being mefarik sloyim, like breaking up rocks, right? The whole sort of Milchamta Shel Torah is a war against everything that's confusing about life. That's the sort of Milchamta Shel Torah, and that's also we find, you know, the Rashbi by the first Idra, the Idra Rabbah tells them, come in now, you know, Shiri and Ramachim, come in now with your spears. They're engaged in pilpul. And your spear, he talks about weapons, and that's part of the Indian that we shoot bow and arrow and lock bomber. That, and the Ramchal explains, certain types of kashas are like swords. Certain types of kashas are like, you know, bows and arrows, right? Everything is like, you know, it's so Milchamta Shel Torah.
It's like writing the wrong in the world.
That's right. It's a combat.
Fighting.
Right. Systems. Right, right. And the Rav Chaim Vital brings this in Akdama to the Eitz Chaim, that's, you know, that's really the makor for the idea. You learn Iyun in the morning, right? And in the afternoon you learn Bekias, or if you learn Kabbal you do it. But in the morning is the Iyun with a lot of pilpul. And he says his Rebbe, the Ari, was from the biggest. And he had, you know, he says that his Rebbe, the Ari, had six mahalachim on every sugin shah, six mahalachim in Lomdus, connected to 6 days of the week, and one malach al pisod connected Yom HaShabbos, right? And the Ari used to be with falpo so hard he used to sweat profusely. And he says that's all necessary to clear the air, right? Because the pilpul, you know, takes down the klipas, and that's why later in the day, after you clear the air, you can learn bikkias without so much pilpul, because the air is clear, and you won't go wrong, right? But what you do in the morning clears the air. And he says, you learn bikkias, or you learn kabbalah after you had an iyun seder. And that's all nichon, and nasim oivim zelazeh, subconsciously, they're starting to fight milchamta shel Torah, which is, aside from Rav Choshmaitzeh, to increase the learning, right? It clears the air of the klippas, you know, and that's why. So the first 32 days of the Omer, you know, in the grand process of going from Oivim Zelzeh to Lozad Shinasim Ovzeh, which is besought to go from the left to the right, from Doche Bismol to Makarev Biyamin, right? So the lo nagu kovet zelzeh, they're always in machloikas, you know, but, you know, besod mochamta shel Torah, right? But they were nitva on it that, you know, because you still have to have the rotzen, right, to get to the next level. Nasim, you know, nasim oavim zelzeh. But not only that, particularly, you know, in the legacy of this Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, right, that he was, you know, the biggest in pilpul, you know, mishemes Rabbi Akiva bato kavod haTorah, and that's also lo nagu kavod zeh. What's kavod haTorah? As Rashi says in that Mishnah Tzaita, pilpul. No one knew like Rabbi Akiva how to be mefal, but how to make connections. Right, they were too engaged in that part of the process. There's another part of the process for the shlemus of kavod haTorah, which the Omer prepares us for, is that which is beside nasim oavim zelazeh, is that after that to make chiburim. Rabbi Akiva's, you know, legacy, what the Rabboseinu Shebadorim that survived gave us, they gave us the Chiburim, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, Stam Tosefta, Zriya, Rabbi Nechemya, and Kulos Timos Alibid Rabbi Akiva, all the books of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is to compile and draw together, right? You know, and that's Besod Nasim Orbim Zelzeh, they get together and they make, a Knesil Shem Shemaim, and they make these Sarim, and that's what endures. Right. And that's, you know, and that's the Indian, you know, the Shimon Bar Yochai being one of those, you know, Talmidim made from the Dorum, right? So what the Zohar is to Kabbalah is what the Mishnah is to Halacha. So even though they had other, you know, source like Sefer Yetzirah, much older than the Zohar, right? And they had all types of brises like Safra de Chanoch, right? And others for him that the Zohar quotes and incorporates. So what did the Zohar do? The Zohar is, you know, is a chibur, right? And that's the particular tikkun of the Idra, that the Idra is Meloshin of, like, Gagorni. He gathered the Talmidim, right, like in a silo, right? And the Talmidim, you know, in the Idra Rabba, I'll call it, Idra Zuta, for reasons that we're going to learn later in the journey, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wants it to monologue, but they should just listen. But by the Idra Rabba, he wants everyone to participate. It's a chibur. It's a chibur. And Ramchal writes in Yad Mamorim that, you know, that's what we'll find, that the Sefer HaZohar, right, is nimshal to Tevas Noach, right? It's a place that we could run and hide and take refuge, right? Because it's like a house, right? It's not just shmeitzes, separate things. It's a chibur that comes together, but it's also a chibur that's a countermeasure to the pizur of the Golus. Right? And that's what it means that the Zohar says, also in the Idra Rabba, that within the Dasini Solimita Milana Dechaye, Diu Sefer Azor, Ube Yifkun Mingalusa Barachamin. We're destined to taste of the Eitzachayim, which is the Sefer Azor, and we're going to, you know, with it, we're going to be able to leave the Golos Barachamin. So now, it calls that the Zohar is connected to the Eitzachayim. You know, from the Mashmos is that Halacha and Pilpul is connected to the Eitz Hadas Tovara. And that fits with what we said before, because Halacha, aside from the process of all the Pilpul, that's to take away the Klippas, you know, like Milchamta Shel Torah, right? But what's Halacha is a code of conduct that's set up for a world that has evil in it. So first of all Dinei Mamers, because they're Ganovim, right? Right? too many, right? Right? So, right? You know, the whole Seder Nezikin is because there's they're thieves, they're murderers, the whole thing, right? But even the other mitzvahs, right? Hayadua, right? You know, they're to teach you midas tovus, lechlal deikum midas ros, right? You know, there's the fakir that the Torah is trying to educate you against. And you only get schar for mitzvahs if you do them with bechira, which means that you have to be in a milcham with the yetzer hara. You know, so, and that's why mitzvahs betelos lost it level. Hayom lasosam, not mochar lasosam. Mochar only the kabel schorim. Because when there's no more evil in the world, there's not going to be any more work to be done. So then that olam, do you just enjoy the schar? If all there is to Torah is, you know, halacha, then what about it is nitzchias? The whole thing is 6,000 years. This olam where we have to struggle against evil. So, you know, what's eternal about Torah is the sight, right? Because even those mitzvahs, you know, that in Maisa, they're there to combat evil, but the chokhmah that went into planning these mitzvahs, the iris that the audience, that's what's l'netzach l'tzachim. Now, that's the schar that you enjoy, as Netzach explains, schar mitzvah, right? And that's what it means, that the Kabbalah, which reveals the aura that's behind the mitzvahs, right, is besod etzachai. As opposed to the halachas, it's a dator where you have the comfort, the war between the good and the evil, right? And that war between good and evil needs to be fought, you know, with Mucham Tashal Torah, right? So in this coming to the Chibur, you know, after the Mucham Tashal Torah, you also reveal what's connected to the Eitzachai, what's eternal about Torah, right? and it all goes together, because in COVID, you know, you can have division, my covet, his covet, right? Life is indivisible. You can't be half alive. If you're half alive, you're 100% dead, right? It's not, it's indivisible, right? Chaim, when the Chaim is in his gala, right? The Koach Chaim, all the Eivorim of the Guf are Ba'achdos, right? So this is the Inyan that we come to on Lag Ba'omer, right? That the Mizmaral points out, first 2 days, Kamacha covet. Lag Ba'omer is always comes out for a cheshbon on chai ear, orech chai, ear, orech chai. Now we've moved from the left side to the right side, from the left side that's be smaller shkavet to the orech yamin bimina. That's why poskul lamus, right? And it all goes together because now we're zocha to, you know, when you get to that next phase of the gilui of chayim of Torah, in the gilui of chayim of Torah, nishmas haTorah, which is the Kabbalah, over there is no period. In this chokhmah muflah, you know, we teach how everything is, you know, bashkach pratis, and even the ra is in service of the tov. That's all misbar, chokhmas haKabbalah. That's what makes the cosmic unity. If you're unaware of these sides, it looks like there's tremendous conflict. And all the kochos hateva and between the tov and the ra, it's all etz hadas tov v'ra, right? And that's the transition that happens on Lag Ba'omer, right? On this day that we move from the left side to right, so we're zochet to the bechinas orech yom bimina, the chayim of the Torah, right? And that's what's nizgal in Sefer Hazor, and this chokhmah bechlau, but Sefer Hazor befrat that, you know, he pulled it together, and that became, you know, like the Mishnah of Torah Sanister, right? Anything, if you know if it's richtig or not, if it's, it has to shtim with the Zohar. We accept the Ari because he was the one, he made a case for himself because he explained the Zohar in a way that no one else can. So even though he was, until he was Megal himself, unknown, and much younger than all the Ziknei Tzfat, but he proved himself because he was Megal Tzfunas HaZohar. Right? So, you know, as we're going to learn, I'm going to take a break now, but as we're going to learn, we've learned some Idra, you know, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai discusses his Petira, right? There's two different ways to be Nifter, right? So of course, you know, like the Omer is connected Rabbi Akiva, right? Because the Omer is to give us a connection to Torah, and that's what Rabbi Akiva did. His and his whole yeshiva gave us, formulated the Torah Shebaal Peh in a way that we have an achiza on it that will last ad ikvasa de Mashiach. It's all rumors in his name. You know, Rabbi Akiva. At last, I think it's a Mashiach. That's what it means. Of course, we're told Moshe, Asilam Besof Kamadors, Besof Shmo Akiva Ben Yosef, Besof Akev, right? Till the end, Ikvasa de Mashiach, right? That's. Mamish, Ad Bechlau. And that's what, you know, the Shlach Karshan is Drosha. So it's Drosha Sphere, I believe. He says that Akash sells the Nachash. Right? Who is Shufka Rosh? I talked to Shufenu Akiv. Right? You know, he gets you by the head, man. You get him by the heel. Right? So he says like this, Yaakov Avinu, when he fought with the Sarosh Yosef, he got the name Yisrael. You know, he got a promise, Rosh and Rosh. Yeah. Because when he creamed the Malach of Esau, it was Mekuyim, who is Shufka Rosh? Rabbi Akiva remained in Akev. And in Rabbi Akiva was Mekuyim, Bata to Shufenu Akiv. That's why he was killed by Rosh. But it was, you know, for our Toeles, to be Mechaper for us, that he went down at the heels to be Mechaper for us, the door of Ikmas of Mashiach, he went instead of us. Rabbi Akiva. He went instead of us. He was the Kapor for Klal Yisrael. And his whole Torah is that even the Akevayim, even the heels, right, you know, should feel Mekusha the Torah. So that you could die like Rabbi Akiva, you could die like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva died as a Kapor for Klal Yisrael, not as a Tvi against him. As we're going to learn, you know, in the Idra together, Be'ezer Hashem, you know, the last, Rabbi Shimon says on his deathbed, I'm darshening on my deathbed because I'm not going begriusa, la'amudasi. I am not dying mitoch Yisrael. The only person dies, out of prisus. Just like the body wore out, sometimes also Nebuch the Ruch, his Ruchnius also wasn't what it was in his later years, so he's nostalgic begrius. I'm not going mitoch briusa. I'm going mitoch malusa. I'm dovik b'chaim. It's like going from life to life, right? And at the last word he said, we're going to learn, was Chayim. Or Chayim. So Indian that, you know, he died on the Omer also, but he died like Rabbi Akiva died. You know, that is, Indian is, you know, it's not Misam Mitoch Histalkus Mitoch Griusam Chisus, it's Mitoch Milo. That he went Mitoch Darshning and Divrei Torah straight to, you know, the higher world. So, which is what the Omer is supposed to do. So that's what the Ari means. He was from Tamir Rabbi Akiva. That's why he died during the Omer. Rabbi Akiva is to give us a kesher to Torah, give a kesher to life. All those who couldn't complete the kesher died off before Lag BaOmer because they couldn't make the connection. Started the process, they couldn't finish it. Anyone who makes it past Lag BaOmer is already connected. You already made it over the hump. Made it over the hump. I'll talk about this more. I just want to say one thing before I forget. My Rebbe Moshe Shapira told us in Shir once that when he was a kid, he was reading an article in the Hatzofet, right? Not an article, he was reading the classified. There's a big sign, you know, a big guy took out an ad called Hashavas Aveda. He read it. What's Hashavas Aveda? This guy said that he was by the Rogachover on Lag BaOmer. And he asked the Rogachover, you know, well, what's the name of Lag BaOmer? He said the Rogachover opened up a Yerushalmi and proved Alpidus Yerushalmi that the Aliyah Lerego for Shavuos started on Lag BaOmer. He says, that's it. You start feeling Shavuos from Lag. You must feel it. You feel the aura of Shavuos from that point onwards. That's over the hump. He proved it from a Yerushalmi, that the Aliyah Lerego for Shavuos started on Lag BaOmer. So he said, the guy writes, I was so nishtomen from the brilliance, I never took note of the daf. Where is this Yerushalmi? Says, I'm Moldika Mizrachistan, right? All right, I'll stop here. We'll contemplate. We'll be Mamshah.